Vodka Friday!
We're back.
We are back. With chicken noodle soup.
Yeah, we're just drinking soup, eating soup. What do you do? Drink soup or eat soup? What the fuck do you do?
I do both.
Slurp. A little bit of both?
Slurp.
You eat all the noodles and then you slurp this. Have you ever done that in a restaurant?
I was going to tell you. I swear to God, I was out for dinner last night.
No.
And I go to Roxy's. They have great chicken noodle soup.
Yes.
So I order this, and I like soup, right?
Yeah.
So I order the soup, and I find myself, I've got the thing, and I'm tipping it, and I go, I really shouldn't be doing this, should I? And anyway, he goes, no, he goes, you're fine, it's Roxy's. I went, all right.
Were you on a date?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I was out for dinner with a friend.
Jeff's going to choke in his soup now. It's a good soup, eh?
It's really good
soup. I know. Mike makes soup.
I love soup. Me
yeah.
too.
Yeah. He always keeps his chicken bones in the freezer, and I give him shit. Get rid of these bones. I got to make soup. Okay, well, make soup then.
I know. I love soup. I can eat soup for all
the time. But the thing is, he never makes the same soup twice. Mm-hmm. So you'll like this, but you'll never have that same soup again.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be similar, but there'll be different stuff in it.
Yeah.
It's whatever's in the fridge.
That's what I do.
Yep. Whatever's in the fridge goes in the soup. Yeah.
Well, he's a good cook.
He is very good.
I think you should keep him.
Yeah, I know. It's too good. Sometimes it's like, ugh.
Imagine if you were stuck with me.
Yeah, right.
That would never happen.
So we should say Dawn is not well again.
No.
I know. Yeah.
She'll be all right.
Yeah, she's been good, though, eh? Up until this point, and all of a sudden she got a cold or something? What's
going
on?
Yeah, you know what? Well, there's stuff flying around. And we were out on Friday night. We went to the Bulldogs game. And one of the girls that was with us had just gotten over, or wasn't getting over. She was still not feeling well, but she had had a headache for 3 days, like a pounding headache. And then she turned into this full-blown head cold thing, which, you know what, a headache and a cold, that's COVID.
I don't want to. I have not been well for more than 3 weeks since September. So here it is, what, March? And it seems like I get sick and then I'll be good for about 3 weeks and then something will happen. Just the other day I started feeling a tickle in my throat. And I'm thinking, okay, it's been about 3 weeks. I've been well. And so I'm due, but I don't want to get sick. I just hate being so sick. And I was not sick for all through COVID. Because I was masked up, so I didn't have to deal with anything.
And that's probably why you're catching everything, is because you didn't build immunity.
I should probably mask up, though.
No, but then your immunity system doesn't work.
No, I was masked up, and I wasn't around people. So, I mean, you're not going to get sick.
But we were around people. We were like, fuck it.
Anyway, how was your Guatemala?
Yeah, so I did a quick trip to Guatemala
for
a couple days.
My uncle.
Yeah, my uncle passed, and
I saw the photographs.
It's a real strange story about that. But
it
was good. Well, not all settled, but we just got some answers and met some wonderful people there. Oh my God, they are the best. I feel like they're family now. So I still engage with them through social media, and I got to know them on a personal level. And you couldn't ask for nicer people there. Like, they're so nice. So,
I saw you went to
and they all speak English, and they're just
a coffee plantation.
People. Yeah, they took us to a coffee plantation, and we did a tourist thing for the one day, and then we did dealt with the things with my uncle that passed. For a couple of days. We were only there for 3 days, and we flew in, took a whole day to get there, and then another whole day to get back. So, we did a tour of a coffee plantation, which was great, and seen Antigua, Guatemala, which is a city outside of the city of Guatemala City.
Beautiful city.
And wonderful. And it's all amongst these volcanoes that are, you know, the peaky volcanoes that you learned when you were a kid. I've been to the volcanoes in Hawaii, and it's like, okay, well, it's just like this big crater. Whereas these are the ones that are pointy, and you look from the distance, and they're puffing smoke and everything. And then there was an earthquake while I was there, which was kind of interesting.
What was that like?
Well, I was on the 17th floor, and it was 8 in the morning, and I was just about to get out of bed, and I just kind of noticed the bed was kind of shaking side to side and side to side and side to side, and it was getting harder and faster, and I'm looking at the curtains at the window, and they're tossing. 17th floor. Exactly. We're at the top. It's only 18th floor building. And my mom's clothes are moving in the closet. The lampshades are moving. The whole thing. She's sleeping in the bed next door to me. And I'm like, Mom, Mom? She didn't hear a thing. She didn't feel a thing.
Was it flippy though?
It was probably lasted, I'm going to say, no more than a minute and a half, but it felt forever because you're sitting in bed and this thing, and it just got worse. And then all of a sudden it started to slow down, so I knew it was going to end. And then when it ended, I texted my cousin and my aunt, who were also, they were there on the floor below. They happened to be on the main floor in the lobby getting breakfast, and they didn't feel a thing. But I think it's because it's a newer building. It's a new, it's a brand new, not brand new, but it's new construction. So it was built on stabilizers.
Built to do that.
So it's built when the earthquakes hit, it starts to rock and everything is just moves. But so that was interesting. I've never experienced that.
That would be neat.
Third
yeah.
world country.
Doesn't
like
it
that,
make so. You feel like you have vertigo? Didn't you feel
no.
dizzy?
No, I didn't feel dizzy after that. No, no, I was fine. I was fine. But yeah, I know I've had vertigo. I had that when I was sick, and we were just talking about that.
Yeah.
Like when I was sick back in September, and I think it was one of the times that I had when I came back. I think I had COVID, and I got the vertigo for a couple of days.
I got the vertigo.
The
it's
vertigo.
Like, it's like the clap.
Oh, fuck.
Just for a couple of days.
Fuck, the vertigo. I couldn't drive or nothing. I couldn't get up. I couldn't move my
what's that
head.
Like? What is that?
It's bizarre. Mike just went through it. He's battled it for the last 4 weeks. He actually had to get a therapist to come into the house and do a physical yeah. adjustment to his head. So they explained that your inner ear has crystals that yeah. loosen, and when they get out of alignment, that's what causes this. So she had to put them back in alignment. So she did a bunch of twists and turns in his neck and did a bunch of things. She would did it for, you know, she'd do it, I think, maybe twice a week. Maybe it was just once a week. I'm not sure. And then she gave him some homework how to navigate to get through it, and now he's back to normal. So
thank
whatever
God,
she
eh?
Did, she worked a miracle, because I thought he was going to suffer with this for a long time. So, yeah, it's terrible. You had it? Have you had vertigo?
I've had it a couple times, yeah. Fuck, I had it. Well, I had it during COVID where I was telling you, I called an yeah. ambulance because yeah. it, for me, what happened is that everything sort of came in dark.
Yeah.
And I laid down and I couldn't stabilize myself. Right. And then it was like a balloon in my ears and everything became very echoey.
Oh, really?
So I didn't know what was going on. So I get in, I call an ambulance and figuring, fuck, I better.
Have a heart attack
anyway,
or stroke,
off,
you
or
don't
whatever.
Know.
So they go, you're not having a stroke, you're not having a heart attack. They eliminated that right away, but took me in, and then the guy, and it was during COVID, so it was super in and out because nobody was in the hospital. And they said, no, you have vertigo. And then I had another episode about a week later, and I had to go lay down. We were out at Tom's, actually. And then I had to go lay down for like an hour and a half because it was almost like feeling like you're super high.
Oh, really?
Right? Where yeah. just, it was fucking weird.
For me, it was just the room would spin. So if I turned my head real quick, then all of a sudden my whole perception of vision would adjust real quick, like left to right, and it would just kind of like spin. And that's what Mike explained to him. He said it's like his whole eye concept would just spin in his head. It's like your eyeball just all did a spin in your head. And then you get nausea.
When we had our COVID shots.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying.
So when I had my second COVID shot, I could not get, it was the second day after, I could not get out of bed.
Really?
Because I had vertigo so bad, and I called telehealth, and they went, well, we've never heard that. And I'm going, well, you know what? I haven't done anything any different, and I haven't been anywhere. Mm-hmm. So it has to be the needle that they gave me, and that was when I made a decision that I'm not doing that again.
A lot of people going through a vertigo thing, and they're wondering if it's not connected to the vaccine, which
could be
hey,
a side effect.
You know what? It could be, and not to say that the vaccine is the cure all, but I could be dead if I didn't take the vaccine. So you know what?
You could.
It is what it is. I chose to take it, and I choose to live and move on. And
I'm glad you're alive too.
Thanks.
It's a lot more fun on the podcast.
A lot more fun alive than dead, for sure. I'd probably be really boring dead, I'm thinking.
Stuffed and mounted. I'd be like you were, I don't know if I could keep
a straight. I have a lot to say.
I don't know if I could keep a straight face if you were stuffed here at the table and Reed and I are yakking.
That's what Mike wants to do. Mike wants me when he dies. He wants me to prop him up and put little strings on his arms so he can.
Okay, give him scissors.
Oh, yeah. No, see, he wants to do the Weekend of Bernie thing. It's like, yeah, I'm not doing that. First of all, I'm going before you. So
can we do that? Imagine
doing that.
You got
too many demands.
We should get a mannequin.
No, because we wouldn't get arrested at all.
Don't give him the idea, because it's what he wants to do. He wants us to prop him up in a chair and have a party, and he'll be in the chair just like Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh, I'm getting my picture taken with him.
Could you imagine?
No.
Yes.
No. So what are you drinking?
I'm drinking the blueberry. I like the blueberry.
It's good, yeah.
So yeah, it's called Two Blue for You. Is that what you're drinking again?
Two Blue for You.
I like the graphics on that. Like it's so
cute.
Bright.
Yeah,
eh?
It's blue and yellow. It's got the lemon. So this is a blueberry lemon, wild blueberry lemon, and it's got the vodka soda. So this is the fizz.
When life gives you the lemons, add blueberries.
I like a soda. I like a vodka soda, and this is kind of like a blueberry pop.
Do you know that soda in any alcohol is a conductor to blood, to your blood? So the alcohol actually goes in quicker if you have it carbonated.
Nice. I didn't know that.
Me neither.
Makes sense. So it's packed full of air.
Yeah, I don't know. It gets to your blood quicker, which then gets you loaded quicker, apparently.
Oh, gives new meaning to the word blowjob, I guess, eh? But it's a vodka job.
I don't know where you came up with that.
I don't know where I came up with that either.
Just wishful thinking, I guess.
Anything new and exciting coming up or anything? My brother's band. Playing in September.
That's September.
I know, but the tickets will be gone.
Oh. No, but you and
Epic
you,
Eagles, they're phenomenal.
And you put that on the you
Facebook.
Had, yeah, Vodka Friday
Facebook.
Did you buy your ticket?
For what?
For
Epic Eagles.
God. No, I didn't.
For Celine Dion that no, we're not talking about.
No, I didn't.
For the Epic Eagles.
Are you going to? I'm not kidding you, Jeff. They are phenomenal.
I would like to go.
Phenomenal.
I'm going to buy a ticket. I even if I have to go alone. I'll buy two.
Well, there's enough that are going that you're not going to be alone.
Well, I might want to take a lady friend.
Yeah, hopefully she's from Cambridge in a whack job. That'll
are
be
they,
good.
So let me understand. The Sanderson Center, do they have assigned seating or
yes,
you just buy
no, assigned seating.
In a section?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's yeah. assigned seating, so you have to find your seat. So it's not like you can just go and just sit with your friends. You have to be
you
seating.
Have to be seated, yeah. Okay. But it doesn't matter. I mean, what
that's
it's,
true.
They're so good. Like on, and I'm not just saying it because it's my brother and like the other band, but they're all professional musicians.
Right.
And so we were, they played at this private, they do this every year. Some guy brings them in to play a private party in Brantford. And I know somebody who knows somebody, so I somehow score tickets to this thing.
Yep.
Anyway, and one of the people that were there that I know, he said to me, they're better than Classic Albums Live. Like,
oh,
they're
wow.
way better than
Classic
that.
Albums Live is well, really good.
But
yeah.
these guys, they're tighter, they're better, they're just, they're, like, I'm not kidding
they
you.
Are. They were
they're
good.
Phenomenal.
We've seen
Epic Eagles,
Hall.
September yeah. 27th, Sanderson Center. If you are at all, if you're just a music fan,
yeah.
go see them, man.
Yeah.
Is there any?
Yeah, you saw Massey
Hall. I saw Massey
Hall.
Oh, right?
my God.
Incredible.
Are you able
incredible.
To do any...
I took a bunch of pictures, so they're on
did
my
you?
Way, my Facebook page. Yeah.
Are you ever able to do any Vodka Friday co-sponsorship in
no.
any way with them?
No. Well, we were at the Sanderson Center already.
Already yeah. there.
And no, but you know what? At some point, would we maybe get behind them a little bit? Probably. If we could. I mean, we have to pick and choose where we're spending money now because we're trying to grow it internationally.
Right.
So a lot of the things, I mean, we have a lot of people, and I will say this, like that will email us and ask us if we can donate to a Buck and Doe or whatever like that. And just so you know, the regulations around alcohol is no, you can't.
Right.
We no. could give you a t-shirt or a hat.
Yeah. Swag.
You know what? We could do
alcohol.
That. And you can buy it from us as long as you have a special occasion permit.
Yes.
You can buy it directly from
yes.
us. But we cannot provide alcohol
as
a door prize. And
door
we
prize,
didn't
so.
Know that.
No.
But if they were coming in with a special occasions permit to buy your coolers of vodka, you would be more than probably, I would think you would want to give them if they said, hey, can we have a couple t-shirts or a
absolutely.
Hoodie or something for a
sure.
draw?
100% we would.
It's all promo. That's
so,
all promo.
You know, absolutely we would. So we're now looking like we're with National Slow Pitch Association now, and we did our first an inaugural of their
event.
First tournament, which was this mm-hmm. dome. Tournament.
Dorchester,
like,
wasn't it?
No, it was out in Whitby.
Oh, okay.
And then at the same time they were doing one, because I guess it's really big out west in Calgary.
Yep.
So in out west we are just vodka because they have a sponsor for coolers, but in Ontario we are all of it. Cooler and vodka. So that'll be a big win for us, actually, because they buy the product from us and it gets us into a lot more people and a lot more familiarity with the brand. So we're ramping up a lot of our stuff.
A bigger demographic.
Are you thinking of going yeah. into the women's golf thing that you did in BC again?
Well, that was a fluke.
Yeah,
they typically know because it's not out west.
It's not out west.
It's in Calgary.
Year?
So
okay.
so they already have the thing that happened. That was an opportunity where one of their sponsors just didn't have distribution out in BC. So that's how we got in. Otherwise, the sponsor that already pays to have the
right.
sponsorship would have been out there.
I see.
So it was, but it was a great opportunity. And not to say that when the sponsorship is done, that they won't look to us to come in and sponsor, because they probably will. We know a fair amount of people there, and they were a classy group, Golf
right,
Canada,
sure.
man, they just are.
Yeah.
But we're actually, this is cool, we're into this with, well, I'm going to tell you the golf course now. I suppose I can. Thundering Waters and Niagara are putting us in.
Oh, nice.
So with Thundering Waters, what they're going to do with us, and they are, Thundering Waters is owned by John Daly, and they host, I think he said something like 6 celebrity golf tournaments every year.
Nice.
So part of the agreement with us that we have with them is that we go in, their staff are all going to have Vodka Friday t-shirts, and they are going to give a can of coolers to everybody on the tee sheet on Fridays.
Oh, wow.
Which is fucking brilliant.
Oh, nice.
And I mean, it's huge, right? Plus,
right.
they're a pretty hoity-toity course.
Yeah.
So, and then the other thing is that for the tournament.
So, they're going to do it Fridays during the tournament or
Fridays
all
summer?
All summer.
All summer.
Wow.
They're giving
so
one.
So, it's Vodka Friday at the golf course.
It is Vodka Friday
fucking
at Thundering
awesome.
Waters.
Thundering
yeah.
Waters.
Think if you're listening and you've got a gig and you want to do a Vodka Friday this speaks volumes to your business.
Absolutely.
Have a vodka party at your restaurant, right?
They'll move so much product. We can't do them we can do them on a bigger scale, but we can't do what we did when we were starting. It became very cost prohibited, right?
Right. Yeah.
But anyway, and the other thing is that they want us for absolute sure for every tournament we have to be in attendance doing a tasting booked on, and are like, we're doing it. Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, it's all celebrities, so
why wouldn't you? And you're the owner of the company or whatever. Yeah, but you could bring a team of people with you. I think it would be I'm so excited about that for sure. But certainly just the reason we're doing that is the CKPC, which is the Women's LPGA Canadian Open, it gave us a lot of credibility, to be honest. And we did really well out west with it. So anyway, that was pretty exciting.
Yeah, that sounds very good.
But they're like the what I like about us is that somebody that we were working with, the agency we were working with, is that they're used to dealing with they worked for big distributors. And by the time those distributors take on those brands, the brands are established.
Right.
So basically they have, okay, so the account does this many cases a year, then this is what we're going to offer them and so on and so on. And their marketing is very detailed. The bonus to us is that it's a highly promotable brand.
Exactly.
We are up for anything. Mm-hmm. What is it? Let's be creative with this because it's fun and it works. And if you get behind it, then you can build. Look, I don't care if somebody is bought on their rail. I can guarantee you whatever you're getting per case for that, we will outsell because you have a premium product that's priced at the same price. They're going to drink more.
And yours is
fun.
More promotable.
It's fun.
It's more promotable.
Yes, absolutely.
For sure. Than any other, like, whatever name brand there is out there. Vodka Friday is promotable.
100%.
Because it says party on a Friday.
Yeah.
It's party in a can.
It is. And, I mean, who
big
doesn't
cans.
Love Vodka Friday?
Big cans. Big cans.
Who doesn't love big cans, too?
Oh, yeah. That got a lot of traction at the Hamilton Eat, Drink, and Whatever Fest there.
Yeah, Eat, Drink,
Big cans.
You know, I was at the taco thing, the taco beer taco thing the next day?
Yeah.
Jammed.
The next,
jammed.
The next weekend, yeah.
The next weekend, it was jammed. I said, if there's anything, and there was one distiller that was there, and they were lined up forever, and I thought, that's something we need to look at.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's always going to be hit and miss. There's lots of festivals in New York.
Have you guys got a lot of festivals booked? Or
no,
because are you picking and choosing?
We have to. So we're doing Crew Fest this year, obviously. It's a great big lineup. Friday and Saturday.
Oh my God.
Unbelievable. Goo Goo Dolls are going to be there. They've got, like, Jamie's done a fucking great job doing that lineup. So we're going to be doing that with him this year. We're looking at, again, we're being very, not selective because it sounds like we're being, oh, no, we can't do that. But things that we did in the beginning, we now have to focus and sort of pool the money that's there. And of course, we've got the US that we need to market into and things like this as well. We'd like to get this promoted because the podcast, anybody that listens to the podcast comes back to me and says, you guys are absolutely nuts and it's fun.
And
we're getting a little bit more organized where that's concerned. We'll eventually be videoing it. I know we have to. And then we're going to have to promote it a lot more too because it is fun. It's the shit we would sit around and talk about on a Friday night when we were at the table before the music got cranked up.
I have a question.
Sure, no question.
Again, what's stopping us from just recording while we tape some night just using a phone?
What do you mean, like a video?
Yeah,
We could, but I mean, the quality is shit. So you want not? I mean, it needs to be professionally done. Like let's.
I don't know
somebody.
If it necessarily
not
does.
Professional,
because your camera.
We need
on
somebody.
There.
We need somebody to do it. Like, I'm not going to do it while we're talking to hold the phone.
No, but we could. I have a tripod. Like, I've got something for a phone I bought
I'm being
that
serious.
You could set up, and it's
we
got.
Could.
Yeah, you
I'm
could.
Just, we'll talk to Trevor. Our Trevor's a guy. He's the guy. He might come up with an idea for us. He's our man.
Yeah, and I agree. We'll take it there. Like, it'll get there. It's just a matter of, it's a matter of okay, what's the priority? That's the problem, right? So you've got to prioritize, our Instagram. I know we need to go on TikTok, and I'm probably going to start that sooner than later.
And the budget's not exactly there yet.
No.
You got to get out. You're focusing on getting the brand out internationally. So once it starts taking off internationally, then maybe you'll get some.
100%. It's 100%. Like I said in our meeting
budget
on Monday, is that sales solve everything. Yeah. It just does, right?
Marketing is spread. So it's a big bulk of your cost is marketing.
In the alcohol industry? So in the footwear industry, we would put away about 2% of sales, which would go back into marketing, and you would accrue that. In alcohol, I don't know, 10 to 15%. Yeah, probably. It is so marketable. And there's lots of cool stuff you can do, but you have to have the sales to support that at the same time, right? And and that's the question we get asked. I mean, even for China, China is driven by whatever their platform of TikTok is called. And I mean, they want us to be front and center on that. So when we go down, when we go back, we'll probably go to Beijing, and then we will work with a video company and get it all done and get like a shitload of them done.
I do have some friends that work with volunteers in the industry, and maybe I'll talk to them and see if there's an opportunity to get a volunteer that wants to earn some points and come in and test their skills on videoing, videography.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, that's probably the avenue we should take right now. Just trying to get some people to
It'd be creative. You know, if join somebody, our creative team. Join our creative team. Yep. Absolutely. Yep. And eventually it all sort of grows, right? The one thing that I would say that I'm learning is that it's not as fast as I'd like it to be. But then again, I drive at lightning speed, and that's just not realistic. Right. It's faster than the industry, though.
Yeah.
And that's where I get checked, and I go, it is. But it is, right?
This is a slow industry.
Well, it's not really. We haven't moved slow.
No, but I mean the industry itself, not you guys, but part of the industry in yourself seems to be. Everybody's like shocked when you guys do what you do.
And the reason is because you're out-muscled by these big companies. Sure. But the best thing is that now you got a consumer that's looking for a different product. They don't want just the same old, same old. They're tired of it.
Yep.
So what's the next best thing? I think that's what everybody's looking for. And I think we're poised to be taking advantage of that right now.
So every time I work one of these events, I notice we don't have anybody come back and say, that's just not for me. There's nobody that says that.
I know.
Like everybody says, like they're shocked how great it tastes.
How good it is, how smooth it is.
And the biggest response is, it doesn't have that chemical aftertaste. And it's not high in sugar. I don't want sugar. If I want sugar, I'd drink pop. I'd drink Coke or whatever. I don't want the sugar. I don't want that sweet taste. I want just the flavor of the berry or the lemon
it's
or whatever.
It's just a smoother taste.
It's smooth and really light, and it doesn't hang with you. You can drink a bunch of these and not feel bloated and all those things.
Well, right? Didn't carbonate the crap out of it.
No.
So we've got a low carbonation but carbonated.
Just enough to get you drunk real quick. No.
Right? We use very, very high-end flavors. Yeah. We do. We didn't scrimp on that.
No.
And good quality. And then the cane sugar, right? So our cooler... That's the 473 cooler. We will be putting the nutritional value on it. Is 140 calories, which is exactly what everybody is, like White Claw.
Right.
Anybody in a 473. So our 355s are going to be closer to about 100 calories. And you're using a natural sweetener. You're not using shit, right? Not that shit sweetens.
I really like their food.
Not that I've even had shit, but...
I can get a good glow on quick with these.
Can you?
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised at how many men are drinking them.
Well, I think like it makes you more attractive.
I heard that on the golf course, that's what they're going to, is this stuff. Not because the beer. They're going to this. Because beer, when you're golfing...
Beer's heavy.
It gets warm quick.
It gets warm, and it's hard to golf when you're like bloated with beer. But you have this stuff, it's just so easy.
This is easier to put in a glass.
Yeah.
And it's easier to hide than a glass of beer.
Right.
Put it in your water bottle. It's just water.
Hiding things on golf courses, because that would be wrong.
Yeah
right.
So tonight, what I thought we'd talk about, kind of a bit of the coattails of what we did at the end of last week's episode, where we definitely focused on women. We're going to focus on over 50. We'll do over 40 as well. Because I think a lot
Ding
of people
dong.
Think...
Oh, look, somebody's
Mike's
coming
at
the
door.
Hi,
oh, Mike.
It's Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Resident Ding Dong.
Yeah. It's Ding Dong.
Resident Ding Dong. God. That's it. Here comes Mike, the resident Ding Dong.
Well, so what were you gonna... I was stupid.
Ding Dong.
So I feel like we're 50. We're in our 50s, turning the corner to 60, whatever. And I feel like
some of us already turned
Fuck
that corner.
I'm on the downhill side.
I know. So I feel like when people get into their 50s and stuff, you're starting to play. It's over. Like you're like, well, you can't do anything now. You can't start anything now because I'm too old, which is not the fact.
Absolutely, I disagree.
With what?
That analogy. Absolutely. So I hate that train of thought.
You're agreeing with her, but you're disagreeing with the thought.
Oh, I agree with her. Do not throw the date of birth out at me that I can't do something.
I know.
Yes.
I'm always telling him,
you do realize how old you are, right?
One thing I learned a couple weeks ago, and I did not know.
What?
When you turn 60, university's free in Canada?
What?
Somebody told me that.
Your tuition is free?
Your tuition is free.
Does that mean you're going back to school?
Start next year, kid.
Is that true?
No.
Wow.
I want to know if it is true.
Good
know.
Rumor, anybody? Though.
I'm not
Call in. Call in to this number.
I'll give you my number. Just girls only, please.
And he'll give you the wrong number, but I'll give you the right number. Don't you worry. Just for my own entertainment.
It's called 1-800-RING-ME.
I want to check that out. That's cool.
No, no. My neighbor down the street, his wife was telling me because he's always felt bad because he's a very good carpenter and wood guy and he does measurements all day long. But he feels that because he never got his grade 12, he didn't even get his GED. So since he's turned 60, he enrolled back in school and it's free.
That's high school.
No, this is university. This is university. He's gone back to university. He's taking courses through Laurier. I guess, are you saying his years of carpentry were the prerequisite to getting into university? He'd always felt he never did enough in his life because he wanted that grade 12 diploma, so he's going to go another level. He's gone back to university instead. He didn't need the grade 12 to get into university.
I get you.
He wants to, he's just trying to better himself.
That's worth checking out.
So I would say...
Thus you got to look forward to in the 60s. Let's go back to the 50s.
I would say that when I turned 50, I had this whole epiphany, not unlike your buddy, where I wanted to jam it all in. Because you're on the other side now, right?
That's true.
So I'm like, okay. And that's why I had applied to do my master's and whatever, right?
You're into Act 3.
So I'm going to read this. Okay, so if you think most successful business today were launched by young people, you'd be wrong. In fact, a study from Consensus Bureau found that majority of successful businesses were founded by people who are middle-aged. More specifically, a founder who is 50 years plus is 2.8 times more likely to have a successful business than a person who is 25. There is evidence throughout history that this is true. Keep reading. Anyway, so basically, Geico. You know Geico Insurance?
Yeah.
Leo Goodwin started it. He was 50. And he started the company in 1936. Harlan Sanders, who's that?
Jeff.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I just had a brainwave. You could go to the Colonel Sanders College of Chicken Knowledge.
You could.
I'm a pretty good clucker.
Yeah. You're a mother clucker.
You're a mother clucker. Yeah. He was 62. Wow. 62. And he started
it. You guys are both whacked.
I'd love to run a KFC.
He started it in 1952. Oh my God.
Fucking after feathers 40. Everywhere.
Anybody who's interested in this?
Yeah, drink.
Right. Ray Kroc, McDonald's, 52. Bernie Marcus, Home Depot, 50. They started.
It's because they've learned a few things in their 40s.
No shit. Exactly. They made their mistakes, they learned, and
that's this. Now they know. This is what I got to do.
Martha Stewart, mm-hmm. 50.
Yeah.
Wally Bloom from Denali Flavors, an ice cream company, 54. And I think that's probably an American company. And they are worth $50 million in sales.
It takes a unique person in their 50s to want to put that effort in at that age.
And you're throwing in yourself into that, your money,
people,
right?
A lot of people in your 50s, you're coasting, thinking, it's either I do something cool like this and give it all, or I'd take retirement. A lot of people just go, yeah, I'm going to start looking at retirement.
And you know what the thing is on that? And here's my thought on that, which is great if that's what you want to do.
Yep.
However, you get one shot.
True.
I refuse to be, you know what I could have done? You know what I should have done? You know what I would have done?
Don't shit on yourself.
Never. No.
Yeah.
No.
But some people don't have that type of ambition. They're comforted in what they do.
So
they're
don't complain about the state of your life when you're 75, 80,
and
you've been bored for 25
years. Those are not going to complain. Those aren't the people that are going to complain.
Maybe.
People that will complain or probably should be doing something about it.
Huffington Post, she was 55 and started it in 2016. Julie Wainwright, fashion company, Real Real, when she was in her mid-50s. It's absolutely, I mean, I didn't know these stats at all till we were looking at this. So then you go here, 30. So Vera Wang. Vera Wang, she started her business when she was 40.
Yeah, but you couldn't. It took her a while to get to where she needed to be. So, Jeff, what are you going to do? What are you going to do for your 50s?
Going back to school next year.
For what?
60. I'm going to go back and become a teacher. Fuck it.
Teacher for what?
Knowledge College. Just common sense. School of common sense. Hard knocks.
Oh, my God. No, maybe hard knocks, but not common sense.
What am I going to do?
Do you have an act three? What do you want to do now that you're approaching 60? You're late 50s. You're going to be approaching 60 next year.
Honestly?
Yeah.
What
do you want to do?
Honestly, straight
Where do you want to take your life?
Okay. You guys ready? I'm thinking.
It's not porn.
No.
OnlyFans.
Seniors Are Us. Remember that dating site I started? It just went downhill quick, but we never talked about it because it's just a
Seniors Us app.
Well, for Seniors Are Us dating site, it was one I started years ago, and I never, never caught on with the zeitgeist of society.
Like our time, that's a dating normal, app for seniors. Like our
normal,
time,
like normal people. I'm thinking of trying stand up. I fucking can't stop thinking about
you
it.
You should do that.
I can't agree. Stop thinking about
it. Why are you not
doing
that?
I'm not kidding you.
Why aren't you? You go to. You should go to an open mic and just start.
Let's get
being
up there
silly.
And just start fucking rambling on.
You're gonna fail. You're gonna fail. I'm just saying.
But that's okay.
But that's,
I don't give a fuck.
But then you get up and you try again because I think you'd be great at it. You'll get used to it.
And
you go, fuck it.
I don't mind interacting. So if somebody's. I think I'm pretty quick. So.
If you do an open mic, we're all coming.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Not to heckle you, to support you.
Yeah. You should do it.
That's
that would
funny.
Be good.
No, seriously. Yeah. I would think it would be great.
I think you would do good.
So do I. Anyhow, think you would do really good.
I really am honestly pondering it. I more than pondering.
So why didn't you just do it?
When we do Vodka Friday stuff every two weeks, and we believe it or not, I get inspired in the first week after we've done two shows.
Yeah.
So I get jazzed. So and I get ideas.
You like to write.
Old comedies.
Right.
I rewatched News Radio again with Phil Hartman.
Oh yeah.
Fuck.
Funny.
Oh, fuck off. It's so fucking funny. It's so sideways funny. Yeah, yeah. But Jon Stewart coming back on.
Yeah.
The Daily Show.
And I don't make light of that because a lot of.
It's a podcast now, is it?
Well, a lot of. He's got. And The Daily Show's back on the TV.
Yeah.
Whatever they call the TV now. Satellite, fucking whatever. It's in the airwaves.
Yeah, yeah. Not network, but it's
But
on.
We
yeah.
we got away from being able to be satirical about ourselves, being able to. I should be. When you make jokes about other people should got to stop. They can't take it serious.
Right.
So, and Jon Stewart's always been about satire. Don Rickles was always about satire. Good comedy was about satire. That's, Richard Pryor.
So have you been writing?
Jerry Seinfeld. He's all
satirical. That's satire.
So have you been writing some jokes?
Laugh like that.
Because I don't want, this is my perception is, I think we as a people probably in the last, maybe started a little before COVID, where this whole, everyone was fucking sensitive. And I mean, I don't care what color your skin is, but Vodka Friday people have never been about that.
No.
Vodka Friday was our own little culture that we were like.
It's about the vodka.
It's about the vodka. Getting together
and
having a good time. Getting together and having fun. Being silly.
Being silly.
Being loud. Right. Singing the music. Carrying on. Talking over
in
each
your
other.
Tap.
Talking over each other. That's right. Yeah.
No, and I just think this is, if I'm ever going to do it with my type of humor is satire because I'm the first one to look in the mirror and laugh at myself.
Have you have you gone on a mic and sat in front of a mirror and actually done your stick? Have you tried doing a stick? You should try that. You should try practicing that.
No, I've done when I'm on my hikes sometimes, and I hope I'm alone or somebody's walking by me is going to think, who the fuck
somebody
is
called, somebody pick him up. There's a homeless guy. Fucking giggling at himself.
I'm on the trail going, hey, what do you think,
voices in his head. He's talking to himself.
Yeah, you okay? You okay?
And I really.
But that shit's funny.
And I want a ventriloquist dummy so bad.
Oh, my God.
Just so you could do it badly?
Can you imagine me with his ass? Exactly. He's always in my lap.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
No, I do. I do because I think we have to get back to Canadians were always great as people for the ability to not take ourselves so seriously. We've always been, the average Canadian person has always been lighthearted, good-humored. That's always
Canadians
the thing.
Are funny.
Canadians. Sarcastic, and we're not afraid to needle each other because we grew up where you just joking around.
You look at all the comedians that are famous comedians. There are more Canadians. Canadians are funny people. We are a funny bunch.
When I sit down and watch these old shows, these old comedies, and pick up little bits and anecdotes where I could go, yeah, I can switch that around a little bit here, and then brings it kind of in my spin. But I sit and watch news radio, and then I caught some old repeats the other day of WKRP in Cincinnati, and I'm going to say something right now that came into my head and has come into my head various different times. Vodka Friday could be a fucking sitcom comedy, and yeah. Don't think it couldn't be.
Okay.
No, honest to God, you could do a vodka, you could.
You're right, it could be.
I'm not fucking 100%. Making light of it.
So, I was just saying how Canadian comedians, let me just name some names, and people will relate to these
just
names.
So you know, Don Rickles was in the late 50s when he finally... Became a comedian.
Let me tell you.
The week before he died, he was doing stand-up.
Okay, right. I'm going to list off these comedians. Norm MacDonald.
Yes.
Jim Carrey. Mike Myers. Tom Green. Phil Hartman. Martin Short. Adam Christie. Seth Rogen. Brent Butt. Scott Thompson. Eugene Levy. John Candy. Catherine O'Hara. Russell Peters. Dan Aykroyd. Rick Moranis. Dave Foley. Leslie Nielsen. Dave Thomas. Ruba Joy. Kevin MacDonald. Sophie Buttle. Rick Mercer. Courtney McGilmore, Colin Mulcahy, Will Arnett, Rich Little, Tommy Chong.
That's right, too.
Steve Dillon. The list goes on. Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds is my... I'm going to meet him one day.
Fucking hot.
I want to hang out with him.
Howie Mandel.
Yeah.
Michael J. Fox, who is... I guess he's a comedian, but... Matthew Perry is on the list.
Comedic roles that they're associated with.
Oh, geez. It just goes on and on.
Dan
and
Levy
on.
And his dad.
Exactly.
I just...
So we have the most incredible bunch of Canadian... Comedy is huge in Canada, so...
You can take a Canadian down the States and he can get laughs at any stand-up place he goes to. Yep.
So do it. Bring
and I
do
see
it.
That Matt Wright comedy, and some of it's edgy, but some of your best quips come from when they interact with the audiences now. And she's an Asian woman, but she's thin and she's kind of vulgar. She's a comedian too, and she's fucking hilarious when she gets talking about her husband.
Yeah, I can't remember the name.
And Norm MacDonald's priceless. I mean, I could watch him all day long on highlights of different comedians.
I just found some, just speaking of comedians, she's obviously from India because she still has an Indian accent. And I can't remember what her name is, but she is absolutely clean. But she does this whole stand-up on... You know, like she goes, you know, I don't like kids. Hanging out with your kids, they're boring. And she goes, and you can't discipline them like we do at home. She goes, I've checked. It's against the law. Like, it just goes on, right? And you're like, oh my God. Like, I've checked. Yeah. She is straight and there's no swearing or anything, and she is hilarious.
Oh yeah.
You should go down to Montreal this summer. We should all go down, actually.
Yeah.
Just for laughs would be great.
Well, I'm gonna see you do an open mic for a couple times, and then we'll take you to the comedy club and we'll see what you
Well,
can
I'm
do.
Gonna go watch a couple on my own just to get a feel. I might even just
I'll go with you.
So that friend is Brynn and Nancy's. So you remember you were at Nancy's party, and then that friend of hers, her son is a comedian.
Yeah.
Did you see him on? He did a little bit of a thing there.
Yeah,
one
he
night,
did.
Right? Were you there that night?
No.
So we need to connect you with him because he seems to be in the comedian
circuit,
whatever. So he's in the industry. We should try to talk to him. And say, what opportunities are there for somebody that wants to go out and just do a do a mic and see where it goes.
I know I'd have to go to some open night mics, and it's not just going to be something you get up and
yell
the
first
time.
We're going to find something. I might have to do it
like half a dozen times, but go watch it a couple.
So here's what I'm going to say, and I said this on last week's podcast, right?
Yeah.
If there's something you want to do,
fucking
just
do it.
Start.
Well,
just
do it.
Like, stop overthinking it. Everybody goes, you know what? And that's what problem is. It never progresses beyond that because we all sit there and go, you know what? Okay, I'm, you know.
I haven't overthought it because I'm.
You've been talking about this for years. I know this about you.
I've actually been writing stuff and.
I just start. What
just
difference
do it.
Does it make?
Just do it.
The more you do it, the better you get, right?
We're going to ask this question in 3 months, 6 months, and 9 months, and then a year.
No, we're
going
to. No, we're pushing him forward. Yes, we have to give him a deadline.
So in 3 months, you need to be done. You need to have at least done an open mic in the next 3 months.
So you know who did open mics is Jamie over at Rope Factory. I don't think they're doing them now, but they may start them up again. And they did an open mic. He goes, the reason we stopped doing them is it was always the same people and the same thing. There was nothing
new,
right?
Yeah.
So, but you know what? I mean, but there's got to be a ton of open mics somewhere.
In my little research that I've done, from what I understand, there's a lot of places in Toronto that do it, okay?
Yep.
And that would be
there's a couple of places in Hamilton that do like a talent night.
But what I was told about the open night mics in Toronto is all the comedians who do Toronto hate doing it because everybody's too sensitive. So you can't actually go down there.
Who cares?
Well, because I don't. If somebody started saying, like, well, you can't say that, well, go fuck yourself. There's the door.
Okay, I would laugh if you did that. I would laugh. I'll just come to laugh.
No, but
we'll be your laughter.
Yeah, but
we'll be your laugh track.
Bring a tape recorder.
We'll just come and be your laugh track. All I have to do is speak and we'll start laughing. Jeff, you're so funny.
Who's this Jeff guy?
Jeff.
He's fucking great, Jeff.
I think they named a vibrator after him, Jeff.
Hey, Drew, can you grab Jeff?
There goes all my fucking material.
That's right. I think
it's not going to be a surprise for any of you people when I slide through Kitchener.
We can do it together. Maybe you and I should go take our act to the road. Just
you know what?
We'll just
what
straight,
are you
going like,
to do? Straight guy,
I'll just,
guy?
I'll be the straight
you
guy.
You'll be the straight guy? No, you won't.
Neither will I.
I don't know. I think we should take our act to the road.
But I do think also, I swear to God. Oh, pardon me. I swear to goodness, or
you can say God. It's
divine power. Pick one.
He goes from offending people on the stage to
no,
I swear. Oh,
but at the same time, I say, wait, you don't believe in fucking God? What's wrong with you? But what was I gonna say? God slipped my mind.
It's hard to believe. Yeah, you're 60.
And that's another thing. I don't know about you guys. As we've gotten older, do you forget? Become a little forgetful of things. I was just going to say something fucking.
So you might want to do it now before you start forgetting everything.
Well, I would hate to get up there and be in the onset of dementia and go, ah, oh, fuck.
I mean, I have it
with me. But
my
now,
syndrome,
why am I here?
My dementia is kicking in.
One of my syndromes just kicked in. But, what do you mean? Don't you have issues? No, I have syndromes.
That shit's funny.
I tell you, you tell people you have a fucking syndrome, you are fucking scot-free. You say you have an issue, you are fucking fucked. Yeah. I have issues. Oh, fuck, what's wrong with you? Yeah, I have a syndrome. Oh, you poor bastard.
Yeah, right. Oh, then you got to come up with funny names for syndromes that are issues.
That's gonna pick them up.
Hoarding. I have the I keep too much stuff syndrome.
Okay, so Mike, you're good. Or sorry. So you're going
to
do.
So that is my dream.
You're
going to
be
to go to
comedian.
The university.
Gonna go back to school.
As a comedian and the Vodka Friday sitcom.
We're just gonna build a vodka empire.
Yeah, but when I'm done that, I'm not done.
Oh, okay. What's
when
next?
I'm
after
when
that?
When this all comes
what
to
do
an
you want
end,
to do after
first,
that?
I will probably do something in real estate.
Oh yeah.
I'll probably do what I want to do, depending on financial stuff. Is I'd like to take old buildings and completely renovate them and make them really fucking cool condos.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I want to do.
Yeah, that's what my... So,
Fan
company I worked for,
that.
That's what he did.
Yeah, Loss. That's what I want to do.
He did that for
what just
years.
Really cool, yep. Like not
the
cheap.
The gold factories. The gold factories that made them
condos. That's right. That's what I want to do.
Yep.
And you know what? Will I do that? Probably. Because, I mean, what else am I going to do? I've traveled the world. Like I have. So, I mean, not that it would be nice to go down and, like when you were talking last week when you said that people are, they're not looking at going into resorts. And that's probably more an age thing. For me as well, I'd like to go down and have a fully staffed house. So you have your chauffeur, your cook, your cleaner, and which is really like a resort, by the way. And then I'd like to inject myself into the culture.
Yeah.
So basically not into a thing, but like if you're going to be in the Amalfi Coast, you're going to have a really cool house. It's going to be staffed and you'd be able to inject yourself to the culture and walk around and shit.
This would be like you're obviously going to be in your retirement age or whatever. So do you see yourself having a home someplace that you would go to every year, that same place?
No.
So I like to travel.
I don't want a home.
I wouldn't mind having a place for like 3 months here.
Except me too.
And then go 3 months here, but never go back to the same place twice.
I'm exactly the same way.
Experience the world but immerse yourself in the culture for 3 months.
For
3 months, I want to know Joe at the corner where I get my
paper,
bananas,
donut,
or whatever. Yeah. I want to immerse myself into the daily life of that.
Hey, that's what
that
I want to do.
I don't want to be the same place. It could be Italy. It could be wherever, right?
Exactly. I got a great idea.
That's kind of what I would love to do.
You know exactly what I want to
come
do.
Come spend a weekend in Paris. You can stay at my place.
Oh, my God.
Immerse yourself right into the culture.
Yeah.
I'll introduce you around. I'll take you fishing.
Great.
Pound and boarding.
Not exactly what he's fully staffed, though. Cook, clean, and probably driver.
You're going to be on the road. You're going to take your act on the road, so we won't even see you.
Oh, I had something to say, and I forgot it.
We're all over you, by the way, on this.
I forgot.
You have
I had
to do
something
this.
To say. No, I was somewhere the other day, and I had a Vodka Friday moment. God, it'll come to me. It's right there at the tip of my tongue.
This is not going
to
be good when you get up on stage.
I know.
Right?
Has anybody got
I had a joke, but God, it's right on the
wait,
tip
wait,
of my
here.
Tongue. Oh,
No. What about you? What are you going to do? Oh, you already said you're going to travel or whatever.
No, that's my end goal when I get... But I still have Act 3, and that's probably going to be to write a screenplay.
Oh.
The Vodka Friday sitcom.
No. I am going to write a screenplay. I was going to write a book, but I don't think it's going to be a book because I think the book is going to take 10 years to do. But I think a screenplay I could probably do in 3 years.
Cool.
If I do a stand-up, can I have something that says Vodka Friday as a t-shirt? You're not going to, I'm just going to be up there and be me.
I'm sorry. I just said yes a couple times.
Because I think it would be cool.
No, you don't have to keep selling me. The answer is yes.
Okay. I think a screenplay, so my goal is to get my screenplay actually developed into a
movie.
Small, 30-minute movie, like the Toronto Film Festival?
Either a Netflix movie or a big screen movie. It could be either or, because I think I've got a compelling story, and people that I've talked to about it, I don't want to talk about it now, but I've talked to about it, they are shocked by it, and it's they're intrigued, and it's not done yet.
Could I play your first lover?
It has nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with that. Absolutely nothing. But it is an interesting story, so I'm developing it. I think I'm going to work on it.
So what about you, Mike?
I think I'm in chapter 3.
Well, your chapter 3 is probably a new salon. You want to do that. So you'd like
you
to
know
do
what?
That.
Here's me in the nutshell. Yeah. I've done the salon, 10-12 stylists, aesthetics, tanning, the whole bit. I've done that a couple times over. When I'm in it, I love it. For a bit. Year 2, year 1, yes. Year 2, year 3, year 4, the stress builds up for me.
Yeah.
And the stress isn't managing all the clientele walking in the door. The stress is managing a staff of 10 or 15 people and all the different personalities. I work home base now. I love that too with my daughter. When I'm here, I romanticize the other, being back out.
Right.
In a salon somewhere.
In a salon.
Commercial space somewhere.
I romanticize it. I'm looking always at places for lease, commercial buildings for sale.
Yeah.
Because it's still in the back of my head and I feel... I can do this, and I should be content with it, but I'm not that person to just be content.
Yeah.
You want to settle.
So I will settle, but I'm not that person that is 100% content always.
But what I,
I'm
what
always
I,
striving for more. I always want more.
What I see with you, Mike, is as you get older and retirement approach at retirement age, because you're never going to retire, and you're never going to get away from doing hair because hair is your jam, I could see you living in different countries of the world.
Setting up shop?
Exactly. Wherever it is and setting up shop. Going down there and whether that's renting a chair somewhere.
Mike the barber.
And putting a shingle out saying,
that'd
hey,
be a good,
come see me.
That would actually be a really that would be a really good, interesting thing to do on social media if that's what you plan to do.
Mike the Barber?
Mike the Barber or Mike the whatever.
Mike the Barber on Vodka Friday?
And honest to God. And he goes and you video it.
Lives wherever in some exotic places.
Sets up shops.
They come and see me and I'll...
I bet you'd end up with a ton of followers.
Come on,
that,
Paris.
To be honest,
Paris would be the trial.
All of Guatemala would be blonde and look like Farrah Fawcett.
That's why we work.
I got a haircut. I just got my haircut the other day. Wow. You know,
oh my God! Speaking of haircuts,
yeah.
So
I don't have much.
My son's got a couple interviews right.
Okay.
Tomorrow and the next day, nice. And so he goes to go get his haircut.
Yeah.
And the guy that he goes to isn't in. So he calls a buddy and he goes, oh, where do you suggest? He goes, go to this guy. So he says to the guy, he goes, I'd like a number 2 fade on the side and then a little longer on top. The guy takes the number 2.
No.
So he goes, number two
on the top?
Oh, my God. It is. I just
buzz
went.
Cut. Oh, my. It's not even a buzz cut.
Completely.
That's down to the wood.
Completely. And he goes, what? And the problem is the guy had done it, so there was no going back.
100%.
He had to take it off. So he goes, he got this job and he goes, Mom, what am I going to do? And I said, what you're going to do is you're going to
shave the whole head.
No,
you get your twin brother to go to the interview.
And he said, right?
Your identical twin brother is going to get his fucking haircut and he's going to go to the interview. You're an idiot.
So I said, no, you're going to wear a hat. And when you get into the interview, you're going to go, In my excitedness to get cleaned up for this and make sure I look good, we had a mishap. So I hope you're okay with me wearing my hat and show it. I said it'll actually probably take a lot of the stress out of the interview. It's probably not a good or not a bad icebreaker.
Who did he go to? Can we say his name?
No.
Fucking asshole.
No, it wasn't the guy that he normally goes to. It was somebody that
I know. That's what I'm saying.
And he just went. He
no,
went.
No names.
No, no, no. And he just went, oh, my God. Well, yeah. And he's going, so he showed me today, and I go, yeah, that's great. Thank God it grows back. Like, he looks like a little bit of an inmate.
I mean,
like,
I rock that look, but I don't think he would rock that look.
Well, no, it makes him look mean, right? Like,
I get that. People think I look mean. They think I'm a cop.
You are mean.
I can scare the shit out of people. All I have to look at them, and I just say, nope. And they look at me and go, well, I'm not fucking with that guy.
I thought. Of doing the old,
yeah,
because there's not a lot left.
You should, because your head is actually quite round, so it'd be fine.
Does he take your hat off again?
Yeah, he's got a normal head.
Does he? Oh, that'd be the only normal thing about him.
No, he doesn't have an egg head. He would be fine with it. Totally, his head is a good shape.
Yeah.
Turn everybody around. Hear that? I have a nice head.
Take your ear things off just for a second. Turn around, just. Yes, you would be. Yes, you'd be fine. 100% fine. Do it once.
I don't think he should go all the way down to the wood. Just do it really short.
Short
do
back it once. Sides.
It grows
short
back.
Everywhere. Do short
it once.
Everywhere.
It grows back.
You know what?
Just do it once, and then you go.
If you feel, you know what?
Let's do it now. Go get the clippers, Mike. Let's do it now.
When if you're on TikTok, and they've got, that's one thing I love about TikTok is they'll show you these little clips and how you can grow your hair back.
What? Does it just let it grow?
Well, no, but you mix molasses and this and the other thing. So I've always wanted to just walk around Paris with something gumped onto my head. And somebody says, what the fuck's my hair?
Mayonnaise.
It's a new hair growing tonic. And fuck off home and come back with a fucking hat and a hair growing wreath that sits about 4 feet off my head.
Oh, all right, I'm with Dave. Anyway. I think we should go grab the clippers, but we got to wrap it up, everybody.
Yeah, we should go get the clippers right now.
Nice to be back. Thanks for tuning in. Tell your friends about this. Let's get behind this and just push this so it becomes, I don't know. Yeah. You know what? We're two little girls from Brantford, Ontario that are defying all the odds. I'm telling you right now. So be a part of it.
Follow. If you want to sit down and just have a couple of drinks with a bunch of crazy asses, just listen to our podcast.
But when you
open
come in the door.
Open Friday and just enjoy.
Absolutely.
When they come in the door, they have to use the doorbell.
Yeah.
Share.
We got to get a doorbell.
Cheers, everybody.
Bye for now.